Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Thank you for joining us today, everyone. It is Wednesday, June the 6th, 2018, and we're really glad to have you join us here today. This is a Resurrect the Republic radio show. It's the Truth Media Network, and it's Thomas Lacovara and Lori Anderson's show. They're busy today, and after much planning and care and calamity and chaos, Tom is relocating to Arizona, and we will be filling in for them today. My name is Erin Davis, and I'm here with my husband, Rudy Davis, and we have a website. It's called yearofjubilee.com. There's no the, and there's only one E on the end. It's yearofjubilee.com with one E like the King James Bible spells it. And our focus is on freeing patriot political prisoners inside the United States of America. And that's our focus. And we lift the Lord in prayer, asking for his help every day to get these poor guys out of jail who were targeted for exposing government corruption. Also, you might recognize Rudy and the background there from his YouTube channel. It's the Lone Star 1776. .com channel will take you right there to his YouTube, where hopefully it'll remain for a long, long time. He's been on YouTube now. He's one of the original YouTubers from 9 years ago, you know, and he's got about 10,000 videos there, and we fight back and forth with YouTube, and hopefully they'll keep the channel up, but if it goes down, it's the backup is 1776 Lone Star. So that's enough about us, and we'll get on to the patriot political prisoners that we're featuring today. And Thomas Lacovara Stewart has graciously offered us this platform to bring their cases to the public. So hopefully you can join us in Gideon's Army to make noise and shine light.
Amen, amen, amen. That's my lovely wife, Erin, and we're also Facebook live streaming as well. And Tom's a very brave man. We love Tom to death, and we pray for him and whatever his endeavors are today to relocate. And he has been such a wonderful brother in the Lord, lifting up American political prisoners. That is our focus. He has just done so much in as far as promoting this particular topic. And, many people will say that my wife and I are purveyors of hate speech. They will say that, you know, if they've seen me talk and that all he does is rail on the government. And when Tom asked my wife and I to get on the radio program today, I said, how are we going to fill up 2 hours? 2 hours is a very long time, right? And I was thinking I could just say I hate the FBI for 2 hours straight. And that might get somebody's attention. You know, maybe the Southern Poverty Law Center will write an article on me or something. But, the thing is that we're not going to talk about hate speech today, even though I do hate the FBI. You can certainly advocate that emotion to me when I talk about the FBI, but there's reasons that I hate them. And actually what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about how to love your neighbor. And, when you read a Southern Poverty Law Center article or when you read a mainstream piece of trash that calls your brother, your patriot Christian brother, a terrorist or anti-government, or an anarchist, or whatever label they choose to provide him, and they have illegally incarcerated him, given him a kangaroo trial, and thrown him in jail for sometimes as long as 35 years, and we're going to give you some examples of Christian patriot brothers that have suffered 35 years in jail. What kind of love do you have in your heart when you find out and your eyes have been opened that they did not get a fair trial, and we have that going on in many cases all throughout this country? So it's not an issue of purveyor of hate. We love our brothers and sisters. We got some women that we're going to talk about today that have been entrapped by a satanic FBI. If you work for the FBI and you're listening to my voice, you should be ashamed of the organization that you work for. Your organization is responsible for ripping apart families and destroying the lives of innocent men and women all over this country. So I pray that you listen to this show very carefully. And also, anything that I say regarding any prisoner or anything that I say about a secret prison, the CMU Communications Management Unit, and you don't believe it, our phone number and our email address is available right at the top of the website. You're welcome to call me or text me or email me, and we will get you the information that backs up what we say. And part of the challenges that Aaron and I have when we tell people about innocent political prisoners in our country, I had one person tell us, I don't think there's any political prisoners in America.
That's crazy.
What a joke. You know, I said, well, you're not very awake to what's going on, and you have been bamboozled and deceived by the devil and mainstream media, and I would like to share some information with you. But we always like to start off our broadcast with scripture. My wife is too. My wife and I are King James Bible believing followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. When I met my wife, it was in the jury box of a trial. I think it was in 2010, May of 2010, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Yep, and Pastor James David Manning was holding a trial that was basically the crux of the issue that was at hand for the trial was Obama a legitimate president? Did he put out a legitimate birth certificate? And is he natural born? And is he legitimate to be president of the United States? And that trial was held for treason, wire fraud, and lots of other things.
Sedition,
that's right. Thank you, Aaron. And I remember going into that, first of all, I didn't know I was going to be picked. I'd never met James Manning before that day. I had no idea I was going to be picked for the jury. I remember walking into that room and looking around, and I saw this lady that was kind of dressed incognito. She had a hat on and a pink coat and
dark glasses,
you know, and she wasn't really, you could tell she didn't want to be known. And I thought to myself, that's an interesting lady over there. But we had some very interesting discussions as the trial went on and they presented the evidence. And I remember at one point saying out loud in the trial that Obama should be hung from a tree once he's convicted in a court of law for the terrible atrocities that he has done to this country and the forged birth certificate that he's put out and the fact that he's not legitimate and he knows he's not legitimate.
Not qualified.
And I think right when I said that, right when I said Obama should be hung from a tree once he's convicted in a court of law, I think that's when Aaron said, and she can correct me if I'm wrong, that's my man.
That's the man for me.
So we've been inseparable ever since. The Lord has blessed me with a wonderful wife. We spend every day together, and I am so blessed. And may all of you men out there who are Christian patriots find a beautiful wife such as the Lord has blessed me with. But I love my wife. I'm so grateful for her, and she is a huge blessing not only to me but for other men and women that need encouragement. She stays up late at night writing letters to political prisoners and offering them scripture and encouragement and postcards. And so many times we'll often hear from the prisoners, I just would like to hear my name called at mail call. And so even if you don't know exactly what to say to the prisoner, just write a postcard with a scripture on it and say, we love you. We haven't forgotten about you and we care about you.
You can also print them out an article, you know, that you think they'll be interested in. You don't even have to write anything on it, but they're happy to get their name called and an article from the press that you think will be of interest to them.
Amen. Amen. Print out an article or something that you think they'll be interested in. And we're going to go. We've gotten to know some of these political prisoners. We think of them as our friends.
Family.
They're family now. And they call us often, and we have communicated with their blood family. And, we think of them as our brothers and sisters in the Lord, and it breaks our heart that they have been unjustly incarcerated, thrown in the hole, abused, tortured, mistreated. They get in fights. There's fights all the time in those prisons, and the guards treat them horrifically. We're going to talk about the Stanford Prison Experiment. If you have not seen that movie, I believe it was on Amazon Prime or Netflix, but go look up the movie Stanford Prison Experiment. You'll love it. And it'll show you how guards can get completely out of control and mistreat the prisoners when there's no oversight and no accountability. It's a very similar situation to Abu Ghraib, and it's going on all over this country. And we're also going to talk about secret prisons. But before we do that, I want to read some scripture.
We
never want to get away from the Bible. We believe the Bible is a lamp unto our feet. It is a guide, instruction guide for how we move forward in this journey. And we all know that we have reasons we can fight one another. You know, you guys may not like me for whatever reason. You may not like something Aaron says. It's not about that.
It's not about us. Just love your brother in bonds.
Amen. You know, the recipe for unity was given in the Bible. It said, if Christ be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me.
Amen.
So Aaron and I don't spend a whole lot of time arguing with our brothers and sisters in the Lord. We do make known our passionate doctrine. And believe you me, Aaron and I got some passionate doctrinal beliefs. If somebody disagrees with us, you know, I would rather go save a drowning man in a river than I would argue about, theology with a Pharisee.
Right.
And I just don't have time to argue with Pharisees about theology. I will put out my passionate doctrine, and I do have passionate doctrine, and I'll discuss it with you when there's time.
You've been there, done that. Many years ago on YouTube, you argued back and forth scripture with people all the time, and now we found another calling,
and we hope you also realize how important this calling is. And we know that iron sharpens iron, and we should discuss the Bible. I'm not trying to diminish the importance of understanding theology, but what I am trying to say is we have brothers and sisters that are suffering, brothers and sisters that have been unjustly incarcerated. And can we take our eyes off arguing with one another just for a little bit to focus on them?
Please.
Proverbs 17:15. This is on our postcard that we have ordered thousands of, and we got it from Vistaprint. We don't sell it for profit, but if you want some for the same cost that it cost us, we'd be glad to mail you some. But Proverbs 17:15 from the King James Bible says, "He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord."
Amen.
I talked earlier about how I hated the FBI. I do hate the FBI. The reason I hate them is because they have targeted and entrapped innocent men and women. One particular woman, her name is Pat Parsons. She was a grandmotherly lady. She had an electrical engineering job for 25 years. And the FBI entrapped her, and now she had to turn herself into an Alabama prison because they didn't like what her husband was doing, and they have completely ruined their lives. They're trying to take away their property. They were a self-sufficient couple that raised their own farm animals. He built his own house. His name is Mike Parsons. He ran for public office, and because he was winning, when he went to bed that night, he took a screenshot of the television, and it showed that he was winning, I believe, by 89 or 79%. I don't recall the exact percentage, but he was winning by a landslide. When he woke up the next morning, they said that he had lost the election. Next thing you know, they're killing his animals next door. They charged him with a felony, and then they've got him in prison right now, and they put his wife in prison. It's part of the good old boy network that when you stand up against the establishment and run for office, there will be repercussions, but that should not stop us from doing it. The same goes for Jeffrey Winehouse. Jeffrey Winehouse ran for sheriff, and now he's sitting in prison for 30 years. We're going to talk more about Jeffrey Winehouse in a little bit. Let me get on to the next scripture because I want to make sure we do not abandon our Bible. Hebrews 13:3 says, "Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body." So when I mention these names, Bryce Quellar, Fisher of Men, YouTube channel with 200 million views, Pat Parsons, Mike Parsons, Russell Landers, Charles Dyer, Schaefer Cox, Yori Von Call, Scott Fall, the list goes on and on and on. When I mention their names, do you know who they are? Do you care to know who they are? We have collected a tremendous amount of information and put it up on a Year of Jubilee website. Jubilee spelled with one E, just like my wife said, because that's how the King James Bible spells it. And I would ask you to take the time and to read about your brothers who are sitting in prison right now. Right now, as you're hearing my voice and I'm talking into this microphone, we have Schaefer Cox sitting in a secret prison suffering, and he has a Supreme Court hearing tomorrow.
Please pray.
Amen. Amen. Please pray. I don't even like calling them the Supreme Court. They're not the Supreme Court. They are a court of man. We know where the Supreme Court is. The Supreme Court is God Almighty. He is the highest judge in the land, and he has the highest court. But if they want to call themselves the Supreme Court, that's how we'll use the word, just so you know who we're talking about. But Schaefer Cox is going before the Supreme Court tomorrow. There is a private hearing, and depending on the results of that hearing, which we will know June the 11th, it will determine whether his case goes forward. I believe that if they hear his case, they will have to set him free. So we praise God for Schaefer Cox, the life and testimony of Schaefer Cox. I want to read one more Bible verse, and I want to talk about Schaefer Cox. The third Bible verse I want to read is Psalms 94:16, and this applies to all of us. I want you to consider this as I read it. "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers?" Let me read that again in case it went over your head. "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?" Let me share with you who the workers of iniquity are. Schaefer Cox said this in one of his speeches before they threw him in prison right after his beautiful daughter was born. Schaefer Cox said, "Who are my enemies? Who are the enemies of us? Our enemies are anybody that wants to remove our liberty. Our enemies are anybody that wants to take them away, treads on our liberty. We have a flag that's very famous in this movement, 'Don't Tread on Me.' We were born with God-given rights to liberty. If somebody wants to take away that liberty, they are our enemies."
Even dandelions have self-defense mechanisms.
Amen. You know, Aaron just read a booklet that we received in the mail yesterday from Gary Northington. Gary Northington, I believe, has spent nearly 30 years in prison. He's a veteran. As I was raised, my dad, he was in the Marines. My brother was in the Marines. I always heard about the military brotherhood, Aaron, my whole life. All for one for all, carpe diem.
Where were they for Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin when he was sent to Fort Leavenworth?
Semper Fi, one brother for all for one. We don't leave any man on the battlefield. I heard it my whole life. My dad was in the Korean War. My brother was a Marine. And yet we have seen veterans in this country get targeted and unjustly incarcerated, railroaded by this satanic Department of Justice and set up by the FBI. They sit in a hellhole right now. And where are the veterans standing up for these folks? There are a few. I know of some. Brad, my good friend, is one. My friend Brad told me that there's two things that are contagious. One thing that is contagious is fear. When God told Gideon to put an army together, there was a bunch of people that wanted to be a part of the army. But God told Gideon, hey, it's not a popularity contest. We're not looking for numbers. Anybody that has any sort of fear whatsoever, get them out of here and send them back home. And so God told Gideon, send anybody. You know, you don't want people in your camp worried about the van down the road with a shaded windows. You don't want somebody worried about. You don't want somebody worried about receiving phone calls in the middle of the night and it's got heavy breathing. If that scares you, if that concerns you, we'll pray for you. But Gideon's army is not the place for you. We need fearless Christians who stand up and will stand up against the wicked doers, even at the risk of your own life, to help free our brothers and sisters in bond. So fear is certainly contagious. If there's anybody with fear in your life, you need to pray for them, first of all, but you need to minimize your time that you're spending with those individuals. The second thing that's contagious, and this comes from my Marine friend Brad, who I have a whole lot of respect for. Brad told me that when one man stands up, it strengthens the backbone of others. Now, I want you to think about that across the board. I want you to think about all of us standing up and doing what's right. And how long would our political prisoners stay in these hellholes if we marched around those prisons with signs in the hundreds, if not thousands? We have examples on how to set political prisoners free. There are examples with the Bundys, John Lamb, Laz Escenero, Kelly Stewart, who's some others, Gavin Stein, many, many others that I didn't keep up with the Bundy situation. My wife kind of was assigned to that. I was more busy with other political prisoners in our country, so I don't know all the names, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that gave us an example. They gave us the recipe for how to set a political prisoner free. You know what they did? They got out in the street with signs. They put cameras in front of their faces, and they talked about their convictions and their care and their love for the people inside the prison. And the media noticed, and guess what? A lot of those guys are free, although some are still not, and we're still advocating for the ones that are still locked up in hellholes. That was an example of how to get people out of prison. The other example was Kent Hovind. Many of you guys remember Kent Hovind, Dr. Dino from Florida. They had him in prison for 9 years, and they were trying to put him in prison for another 20 years in a federal court. Hey, Aaron, what percentage of time does the federal courts win when they bring a person to court?
98% of the time.
98% of the time the feds win. When they brought charges against him, there was a 98% chance Kent Hovind was going to go to prison for another 20 years.
Let me tell a quick story I think you'll all appreciate. We had people out front of the courthouse for the Kent Hovind trial, and their sign said, "Let my pastor go."
That's right.
They prayed in front of the courthouse. They marched around the courthouse. They anointed the courtroom. And guess what happened?
Kent Hovind is now a free man.
Not just that, which is
praise
wonderful.
God. The day Kent Hovind walked out of that prison, Aaron, all of heaven was rejoicing. I can't tell you how happy the people were that were advocating for him. And there was a few barbecue parties in Texas that day. But go ahead, Aaron. Tell them what else happened besides Kent Hovind being set free.
Okay. Within a month, the courthouse that was newly built, covered in mahogany and golden glitz, I think it cost them $10 million to build this place.
We're coming up on a break. We'll tell you the rest of the story after the break. God bless you guys. Disagree with anything you label racist. Welcome to the place. Welcome to the place of the left's hypocrisy. Little pink houses for you and me. Welcome to the face.
Okay, nurse. Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Father of the poor Richfield man sails, close the sea of years. With no provisions, but no faces, Lord, the straits of fear.
Everybody, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Resurrect the Republic Radio Show. This is Thomas Lacovara Stewart and Lori Anderson's show. This is Rudy and Aaron Davis from the Year of Jubilee website filling in today as Tom is relocating to Arizona. And we thank you for joining us today. What we were just talking about before the break was the Kent Hovind trial. It was a federal trial after he'd spent almost 10 years locked up for structuring. Check out what that is. It's insane. Anyway, he was about to get out, and then they wanted to send him back for another 20 years for mailing a Liz pendant, a letter. So we said, no, 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 let our pastor go. We prayed outside. We marched. We anointed the courtroom. And guess what happened a month later? The courtroom, the courthouse where that Jezebel judge, Margaret Casey Rogers, resides, was condemned with mold.
That's just like the plague, just like the plagues that rained down on the Egyptians that were keeping the Israelite slaves. There was a plague that rained down on that courthouse after Ken Hovind was set free.
A brand new $10 million courthouse had to be condemned and closed down, and they had to move back into the old courthouse because they couldn't deal with the mold. They said it would cost $30 million to fix that courthouse because of the bad black mold plague that took over.
You know, my wife mentioned the charge of Ken Hovind, that this is the terrible charge that he spent 9 years in prison for. We all know the real reason he was put in prison, because nobody argues creation science evangelism and the Bible, the biblical creation, and he destroys the lies of evolution better than Ken Hovind. I mean, if you have not seen the videos of Ken Hovind debating three college professors at once, you're missing out on something special in life. It's a very beautiful thing to see him destroy those guys.
Yeah, he's all over YouTube, and I highly recommend you introduce your children to the world's foremost creation science evangelist, Kent Hovind, Dr. Dino. Most of the kids know him as his name, Dr. Dino, and he's opened Dinosaur Adventureland 2.0. He's got 154 acres up in Lenox, Alabama. It's a great place to take your camper and your kids and go have a great time.
We love him, and he hadn't figured out geocentrism yet, but we're working on it. We're working on you, Kent. You'll figure it out eventually. The truth will come around. But in regards to the charges, you guys need to know it was structuring, and I wanted just to say what that is so the audience knows. Structuring is when you go withdraw your own money from your own bank to pay your own bills. Now, I didn't say illegal money. I didn't say ill-gotten money. Nope. I didn't say it was fraudulent. I said you went to your own bank to withdraw your own money to pay your own bills.
That's right.
And that's what he did. They stuck him in prison 9 years, and they threatened to throw him in prison for another 20 years. Did he murder somebody? Did he dismember somebody? Did he rape somebody?
Nope.
Did he stab somebody? Did he shoot somebody? No, he didn't do any of those things. He mailed a letter called a Liz Pendens. And they said, we're going to put you in prison another 20 years. And the judge in his trial said that he was worse than a rapist. Eight people signed an affidavit that said that they heard the judge say that. And yet when the trial transcripts came out and everybody was looking for the judge's statement calling him worse than a rapist, it wasn't in the trial transcripts. Do you think that Margaret Casey Rogers thinks she operates above the law? What's that judge in Nevada, Navarro?
There's Navarro, Gloria Navarro, and there's another one in Oregon. Oh, I'll remember her name in a minute, but that reminds me, you know, there were guys sitting out front of the courthouse in Florida, and they were holding up signs about jury nullification, and there was one juror on that jury, and they said, no, he's not guilty, and then they wanted to retry him. And then the next trial, they dismissed the charges the night before. I think the case was, yeah, you were headed out to Florida that night. Mm. And then you found out that it was canceled. And similar in the Nevada case, they just dropped the charges because it was so ridiculous. But if you want to find out more about jury nullification, it's the last line of peaceful defense between a tyrannical government and the defendant. Jury nullification. Find out what it's all about before it's too late for you.
Amen.
You can find more on FIJA.org, Fully Informed Jury Association.
I think not too long ago, Aaron, there was a guy that was promoting jury nullification outside a courthouse, and they stuck him in jail. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And the first time I heard about jury nullification, because it's incredible more people don't know about it, and we're doing as much as we can to change that, but there was a case with Barry Cooper. And he was a former police officer here in Texas, and he was turning over a lot of evidence and exposing a lot of crime that the war on drugs was creating. And he walked into the courtroom, and he had it written in black marker all over his forehead and arms. But it's funny, because a week ago he put a post on his Facebook. We've kind of kept in touch. He got on a cruise ship and got off on an island, and he never came back. And he said, gee, I really miss my friends in the United States. And you know what I said to him? I said, it's a good thing you left, because you would have probably been one of the prisoners on the year of Jubilee.
My goodness. You know, I talked earlier about who are our enemies, Aaron? Our enemies are anybody that wants to take away our liberty. We're born with a birthright given to us by God, and this country, we're coming up on some music, I think. We're coming up on some music. We'll finish the music. God bless you guys, and we'll talk about who our enemies are in a little bit when we get back.
Let me tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our pay tax. Hey, sit back down. Don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to RTR Truth Media. We're missing Tom today, and we want to give a shout out to Tom and Lori Anderson, who are on the road moving to Arizona, and we wish them all the best. We know they suffered for being a Patriot political prisoner, and we wish them all the best in their new location.
Amen.
Also, we want to point out they have a PayPal that you can go to help them in this fight for truth media. They work tirelessly, day and night. I know exactly how they feel. It's tiring. Anyway, their PayPal link for support is at the right-hand side, close to the top of the website at resurrecttherepublic.com. Or you can go to PayPal and use tomlacovara@gmail.com. It's tomlacovara@gmail.com to help support the truth.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Aaron, for that. And I think before the break, we were discussing who are our enemies. It's something that we've discussed earlier. And one of the things Schaefer said before they threw him in a hellhole for over 7 years, although we're going to pray to God Almighty that he's going to work a miracle to get Schaefer out of there, he is going before the Supreme Court tomorrow. So make sure we all lift up Schaefer in our prayers for that private Supreme Court hearing tomorrow. If they decide, if only four of the nine justices decide in Schaefer's favor, his court will go forward to the next level. And again, I don't even like calling them the Supreme Court. We know who is the true Supreme Court, and that's God Almighty above. His name is Jesus. But amen. We will pray that God works in the hearts of those justices, that they will make, at least four of them will make the right decision for Schaefer. And we'll know the decision, I think, by June the 11th. But I want to go back to who are our enemies. Our enemies are anybody who wants to take away our liberty. And, you know, the Bible has a place for hatred. This has been an issue of contention with many of my friends. The Bible says to hate the evil, love the good, and to maintain justice, judgment at the gate.
What scripture is that, Amos?
Amos 5:15, Aaron. In Ecclesiastes, it says, love the good, hate the evil. There is a time and a place.
And a season.
There's a time and a place and a season for everything. There's a time for love, there's a time for hate, there's a time for peace, and a time for war. And when you hear me speak, and I say things like, I hate the FBI, you may have a an inclination to pick up the phone and call the Southern Poverty Law Center and to report me. You may have an inclination to call the FBI and to have them come over and SWAT team my house. But I'll tell you this, the reason I hate them is because I see the fruits of their work. Do you guys remember what happened at Waco? In Waco, when they burned those children to death, the FBI and ATF were standing on top of their tanks as the building is burning in the background. And you say, well, that was just a few folks back then. That was a long time ago. Why don't you let that go? There are men and women today on June the 6th, 2018, that are suffering in prison as innocent men and women. Schaefer Cox is one of them because of entrapment and setup schemes by the FBI. Do you know that the FBI agent, the FBI informant, in the case of Schaefer Cox, threatened to slit his throat and bleed him out at his effing feet? I mean, is that the kind of FBI informants you want operating in your society that not only go into an infiltrate an organization? And oh, by the way, when this joker named Bill Fulton brags about infiltrating the Schaefer Cox militia like he did some dangerous activity, do you think it's hard to infiltrate the mob and the mafia to get involved with, the Al Capone and the Scarpas and, you know, all the Italian mafia? That might be a little hard to infiltrate. Do you know how hard it was to infiltrate Schaefer Cox's militia? He had a backyard barbecue and he put out the word that, hey, if you want to join the militia, come join us and let's eat some barbecue. It's not difficult to infiltrate an open militia. So in any event, we want to advocate for Schaefer. We believe he's innocent. We believe he was entrapped by the Gestapo Nazi thugs at the FBI. They went after him for over 2 years. And they set him up, and they had a kangaroo court. There was evidence that was destroyed, and there was evidence that was not presented. If you don't know the case of Senator Ted Stevens, then you're going to be hard to understand what happened to Schaefer Cox. Senator Ted Stevens got a false conviction. There was a book written about it. It's called The Unlawful Conviction of United States Senator Ted Stevens. He was a Republican senator. I think it was a good 35, maybe close to 40 years. Some people have referred to him as the longest Republican serving senator in United States history. He would have never allowed Obamacare to come to the floor for a vote. If Senator Ted Stevens hadn't have been left office with a mysterious plane crash and this false conviction, I doubt we would have Obamacare today. But Senator Ted Stevens had access to the best legal firms in all of America. He had interns and legal firms, and not only did he have access to the best and brightest legal minds that our country has to offer, he had a whistleblower, Aaron. There was a whistleblower named Chad Joy in the case of Senator Ted Stevens.
We need a lot more of those.
You know, if you're working for the FBI and you see the heinous activity going on in your organization, then the best thing you can do is become a whistleblower. You need to speak out. Otherwise, your soul is going to be tied up with these evildoers. The Bible says you cannot serve two masters. And so there was a whistleblower that came out, Chad Joy. He talked about illegal and unethical relationships between FBI special agents and pedophiles. One of them, alleged pedophile named Bill Allen, was having sexual relations with a young girl by the name of Bambi Tyree in the Ocean View house, and she was underage. This was brought to Schaefer Cox's attention on what was going on in the Ocean View house with pedophilia. And Schaefer started to expose it. He's a man of conscience. When just like he was lifted up in society as someone that was going to fight for the underdog, fight for patriots. So I know what happens when someone is lifted up like that. People go to them with their issues. And so somebody went to Schaefer and said, there is some terrible child pedophilia activity going on in this house. And so Schaefer started to talk about it. And when he started to expose child pedophilia in Alaska and what's happening to Alaska Native children, they went after him. They said, we got to shut this guy up. And they knew Schaefer had a pure heart. Matter of fact, Schaefer talks about the torture in prison. And it has been made clear to me that it's not the bravest and the toughest and the strongest men that can survive the torture that goes on in these prisons. It's the ones with a pure heart. But going back to Schaefer, he was exposing corruption in Alaska.
That book over there that you have.
This one right here?
Well, I was thinking of the torture book.
Oh, yeah, Let Freedom Ring. Good point.
Let Freedom Ring. This book is a long read, but it's a good one.
You know, the title is Let Freedom Ring, a collection of documents from the movements to free United States political prisoners. Notice I didn't say African political prisoners or Russian political prisoners or Chinese political prisoners. The title of the book is United States Political Prisoners. And it also talks about, I think it's on page 73, where it mentions 24 points of Chinese thought reform. And it talks about, you know, these young men that they target, you know, it's just they're patriotic. They've been raised to believe in the Constitution. They've been raised to believe in the Bible, in God's law. And before they go off to war, you meet them at the train station. You hug them. You tell them you love them. And they're one type of man before they go off to war. They're full of, you know, life and vibrancy and idealism. But when they come back from war, they're completely different men. They've been through hell, and they've seen hell, and they've seen death, and they've held men as they've died in their arms. Charles Dyer saw active combat. His name is July 4th Patriot. He was set up by a viciously vindictive, pill-popping, adulterous wife, and they coached his daughter to testify against him. And there were feds in the courtroom every day. So don't let anybody fool you. It took them three trials to convict Charles Dyer. But don't let anybody fool you and tell you that Charles Dyer is a state case. There was feds involved, and they wanted Charles Dyer to get a conviction. That's why they had to convict him three times. But Charles Dyer has a mother that loves him, Jan Dyer, and we praise God for her, and we want Charles Dyer to be set free.
He helped kick off the Oath Keepers, and he also was one of the original YouTubers. He went under July 4th Patriot to wake up America.
Amen. So all of these men that we talk about, they are on Year of Jubilee website. We want you to go read the documents they have written from prison. We want you to read the files that we have collected from the trials. We want you to hear their stories, because I'm here to tell you, once you put you in the investigation, you will realize that we do have innocent men and women in prison, and our judicial system. You know, this President Trump recently got out and had a press conference on prison reform, but the ex-governor of Texas, Rick Perry, yes. The ex-governor of Texas, Rick Perry, sat behind Trump, and when he got a chance to talk, I noticed he did not use the phrase prison reform. He used the phrase criminal justice reform. And that's what we need in America, because we have too many innocent people in prison. We have 5% of the world's population. Now, you're going to hear many politicians say this, but I want it to sink in. I'm going to say that again. United States have 5% of the world's population, but what, Aaron?
We have 25% of the world's prisoners. The longer the sentence these people get, the more money the judges and the lawyers and the military the prison industrial complex makes with their razor wire and their slippers and their
uniforms,
weapons
and
uniforms and crappy dog food.
You know, I just laughed, but when I started to think about what the hell, you should read some of the letters that we get from Schaefer Cox, Lonnie Vernon, Gary Northington, Free Laser. Some of these men have been in prison 35 years. They have been through absolute hell. When they write about ADX Supermax in Florida, which David Hinkson was sent to, and I refer to David Hinkson as the most provably innocent political prisoner that I know about, he went straight to ADX Supermax prison. And I'm telling you, it is absolute hell. And what that goes into my hatred for the FBI, my hatred for the Bureau of Prisons, my hatred for our Department of Justice. They know what they're doing. They do what they do because they get funded to do it. If you pay the FBI billions of dollars to go out and identify and arrest domestic terrorists, and they know their funding is dependent upon that activity,
what are they going to find?
What do you think they're going to find? It don't matter if there are any domestic terrorists or not. If they're funding, and that's billions of dollars, depend on locating domestic terrorists, the FBI is going to find some domestic terrorists, even if they got to make some up. And that's exactly what they're doing.
That's right, Rudy.
You know, the when we talk about the horrific abuse, I want to remind you guys of the Stanford Prison Experiment. And don't forget to watch that movie. There's so many resources that we have collected and put on Year of Jubilee. They tried to shut down our YouTube channel. It seems like there's certain holy cow, untouchable topics that nobody can talk about. But we're going to continue to advocate for political prisoners. I pray to God that you educate yourself about what's happened to Schaefer. I could go into how bad the FBI is. I could go into how bad the Department of Justice is, how they withheld evidence, they destroyed evidence.
Let's talk about how they're not very creative. You know, in the case we talked about earlier with Kent Hovind, they got him for structuring. They did that to Dennis Hastert, too. They put him in for a couple months for structuring. But anyway, with David Hinkson, one of the country's brightest and best patriots, was able to teach liberty at a grade four level, just like Kent Hovind was able to teach creation science evangelism at a grade four level. He was a good-looking Christian Baptist, and he was targeted. So with David Hinkson, they tried this structuring nonsense on him too, and when that wouldn't stick, they did the same thing to him that they did to Schaefer Cox and tried to set him up with the conspiracy charges. And I love Chris Ann Hall's post about being a prosecutor and how the last resort they have is conspiracy, because it's just a bunch of hearsay from a bunch of guys that have a reason to lie and make up stories.
You know, Chris N. Hall said that conspiracy is a prosecutor's best friend because they don't have to prove murder. They just have to prove that somebody was thinking about it, and they can get in false witnesses and false testimony. In the case of David Hinkson, why I say he is the most provably innocent political prisoner in America, he is in prison today on the testimony of one man. Now, what I'm about to say, you guys might think is absolutely outlandish, but challenge me, right? Don't just listen to me and believe me because I say it. Go check it out. Go to our website. Go look at other resources that have been put together on the internet. There's one video that David Hinkson's father put together called Cesspool of Judicial Corruption. It's on the channel of Fisher of Men. Oh, by the way, Fisher of Men is the one who made the idea popular that Michelle Obama is a man. And oh, by the way, Fisher of Men, Bryce Cuellar, was visited by the Secret Service. And, oh, by the way, Bryce Cuellar is now sitting in a maximum security prison in the state of Nevada.
They took down Fisher of Men's channel several times on YouTube. He had to rebuild over and over and over again. But thank God he never gave up, and he did it over and over again.
Amen. All of these guys have a commitment to the Lord that will not allow them to stop. And I'll tell you, if you want to find happiness, if you want to find satisfaction, you need to organize your life around a kingdom of God cause. Put the Lord Jesus Christ first in your life, and he will give you a cause that you can organize your life around, and it will bring you fulfillment. People often say, I have heard people say, well, there's nothing new under the sun. There's always been innocent people in prison. What can we do? That's a very defeatist attitude. I'll tell you what's new. I'll tell you what's different. Yes, it's true. Officer Jack McLam was advocating for political prisoners 14 years ago with his Aid and Abet newsletter. I hope you guys know who Officer Jack McLam is. He advocated for a man by the name of Gordon Call. If you don't know who Gordon Call is, then I would say you are missing out on a piece, very important piece of American history. If you know about Ruby Ridge, if you know about Waco, if you know about Oklahoma City and 9/11, but you don't know about Gordon Call, you need to find the movie called Death and Taxes, the story of Gordon Call. I think it's on YouTube, but I'm not sure if it's up there legitimately, so you can find it, but I pray you watch it before they take it down, but you need to watch that movie. Going back to Jack McLam, he advocated for political prisoners 14 years ago.
He is a great example for all police officers out there. Please direct any friends or family that are police officers to Officer Jack McLam. He is an excellent example for police officers or public servants or whatever you want to call them, peace officers.
They're supposed to protect and to serve. Unlike, who was the man, Officer Philip Brailsworth, who had etched on his gun, and let's never forget this, your F-U-C-K-E-D, he had it etched on his gun. He had five officers with firearms behind him backing him up.
Terrible.
He has a guy basically in his underwear shorts crawling on the floor, you know, begging to obey him, begging not to be shot. And pulls up his shorts and kills him right in the hallway, right on. You got to be kidding me.
How did that happen?
How did that happen? We had it on Do Not Disturb.
Just declined.
Yeah, sorry about that. Wow. Okay, so we're on the air, and I should not be getting phone calls, but this is us learning, so please bear with us.
Officer Jack McLam has passed, but he wrote a really great booklet.
He sure did. Officer McLam put out a newsletter called Aid and Abet, and I did have my phone on Do Not Disturb, so that's very surprising that what just happened. But anyway, let's go back. I talked about there's nothing new under the sun. You may hear some friends say that. What can we do? I'm going to tell you something. I want you to really think hard about it. You and I are here. you and I have been given life right now. On June the 6th, 2018, you and I are breathing. We're going to go have dinner. We're going to have lunch with our family or our friends later on. We have been given a life to spend. We need to organize it around things that are important to the kingdom of God. And Aaron and I have been called to speak out for political prisoners. We hope that you will too. And you don't have to like us. Do it however the Lord calls you to do it. But write them a letter. Give them comfort. Don't let them tell you that's always been like this. There's nothing we can do. We are here. We're going to spend eternity with our life as a living testimony to Jesus Christ and what we did for the kingdom of God. And I want our testimony to mean something. Don't let it be hay and stubble that's all going to burn away. We need to speak up for our brothers and sisters who are unjustly incarcerated. If that makes you feel uncomfortable because that puts you at odds with law enforcement, then so be it. Let me share this. Jeffrey Winehouse. Jeffrey Winehouse was shot two... We'll share the story of Jeffrey Winehouse right after the break. God bless you guys.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back, folks. It's Resurrect the Republic Radio Show with Truth Media. And this is Rudy and Aaron Davis sitting in for Tom Lacovara Stewart.
We really appreciate this today, and we want to thank him and pray for him on his road to Arizona. He's been moved, or he's moving. I'm so used to talking about prisoners. He's moving to Arizona, and we pray for the best in Arizona for him. I hope he can survive the heat.
Amen, amen. Praise God for Tom Lacoubere Stewart and the work that he's doing to establish a Truth Media Network and allowing us to talk about political prisoners on this program today. I was going into the story of Jeffrey Winehouse before the break, and I wanted to share with you guys his story. There's so many, and we'll get through it, through as many as we can. But Jeffrey Winehouse was shot at 2 times in the head and 2 times in the chest with .40 caliber hollow point bullets. Two of those bullets that hit him in the head, they bounced off his skull. I think that is a miracle of God Almighty. God Almighty saved the life of Jeffrey Winehouse. The Missouri governor, Eric Greitens, just in the past week, I know personally, got over hundreds of phone calls asking for a pardon for Jeffrey Winehouse. This governor, Eric Greitens, he resigned in a sex scandal. I believe it was the charges were that he was hanging up naked women, taking pictures of them, blindfolding them, threatening to share their pictures publicly if they ever went public on him.
Sick.
And this is the kind of public official we're asking for a pardon for Jeffrey Winehouse. I wish that he had done the right thing and, done the right thing to at least move in the right direction, but he didn't. He ignored Jeffrey Winehouse. I believe he's scared of law enforcement. There are law enforcement officials that hate my channel. They hate the words that I speak. Anytime I mention the name Jeffrey Winehouse, two of those law enforcement officials tried to kill my friend, Jeffrey Winehouse. Their names are Scott Mertens, who still works for the Homicide Division of Missouri State Highway Patrol. That's a good division for him to work in because he's very familiar with homicide. He knows all about it. He tried to kill my friend. And then also Sergeant Henry Folsom. If you listen to the testimony of Sergeant Henry Folsom during trial, you would want to send him in a handkerchief afterwards because of how bad his life was ruined when he shot my friend. It was his 4 bullets that hit Jeffrey Winehouse. And during the trial, there was half the people on one side of the courthouse that were law enforcement, the 9/11 cult, and they wore the Missouri State Highway Patrol. It was all the law enforcement siding up for one another. They supported their brothers who shot Jeffrey Winehouse. The other side of the courthouse was the citizens of Missouri. Jeffrey Winehouse had put out a bulletin for 15 years exposing corruption in government. And you say, Rudy, you sound like you're a hater of law enforcement. You're not going to be one of those guys that just hates law enforcement. Well, let me tell you something. If you're a law enforcement official, and you take up for your brother law enforcement official when he shot somebody, and you're gonna stand up for him when there was no reason for him to shoot somebody other than you consider him a brother in law enforcement, then I'm against you.
We just talked about a great peace officer.
Yeah, Officer Jack McLam is somebody that I would be friends with and support and wholeheartedly get behind and advocate for. Of course, he's dead now. But I'm just saying, if you're in the brotherhood of the 9/11 cult and you stand up for your law enforcement buddies when they shoot Jeffrey Winehouse, then I got no use for you. You can call me a law enforcement hater all you want to. Looks like we're going to another break, and we'll pick up again after the break.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.